It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Welcome back to WHTC's Morning News for this Thursday, January 19th. Sitting in for and ailing Dan Evans, I'm Gary Stevens. Thursday mornings at this time, we find out what's going on in downtown Holland. The segment is called Destination Downtown. And as I'm subbing in for Dan Evans today on hosting to Morning News, we are joined by Cara de Alvarez, who is the marketing coordinator for Downtown Holland, subbing for Linda Hart of the Holland Area Visitors Bureau. Cara, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
And let's talk a little bit first about this coming weekend. First of all, about Downtown Holland going on this weekend. Some might say this is the dog days of winter. I don't know whether or not that's an appropriate term, but certainly downtown is always bustling. And if I am correct, third Saturday of the month, the winter market's open.
Yes, that's correct. So the first and third Saturdays of every month at the Holland Farmers Market, we host our indoor market here at the Civic Center, 150 West 8th Street, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We've got about 25 vendors that will be joining us this Saturday with a wide variety of products.
Now, I remember seeing before the renovation of the Hearing of Holland Civic Center place, when there was some winter markets, it's kind of cold.
Yeah.
It's a little bit shopping. So obviously having it inside now, and it's not, you know, the novelty is to a certain extent worn off. It's been a few years since the facility opened, but still being able to do some farmers market shopping in winter, that's got to be a bonus.
It really is. You're right. We used to do our winter market outside before the Civic Center was renovated. And then the 1 year during COVID, we were back outside. So it is really nice to be inside. Yeah, you know, people don't think in the middle of winter that you can get farm fresh Michigan grown produce, and it's just not the truth. You can. So not everything has to come from California or Florida this time of year. So we've got vendors with apples and mixed greens, lots of root vegetables, carrots, potatoes, onions, really a wide variety of produce, which a lot of people just don't expect.
Yeah, nice to have healthy foods available. Fresh, shall we say? I know it's not freshly picked, but there's still, you know, these farmers, they've been around a few blocks. They know how to keep things fresh for the winter when we're far away from the growing season. I know this is more of a question. Well, actually, it is a question on your part. The downtown merchants, how have this winter been? You know, is this a slow time for them now that's after the holiday? Or are they seeing good business because, for the most part, we've had good weather since the blizzard of Christmas weekend?
Yeah, we definitely see better weather when it's not a blizzard out. So, you know, January is always a slower time coming off the holidays, but we had a really successful holiday season. So that really helps kind of carry our merchants during this slow time. But then we've got a lot of big, exciting events coming up in the next couple of months, too, that will kind of boost that gap between Christmas and the busy tulip time, spring, summer season. So we've got events coming up in February and March that we're really excited about.
We'll talk about the March thing in a minute. Let's talk about something that's been missing for a few years. Well, actually, it's the first ever Holland on Ice event, but it's been a few years since we've had those ice carvers coming in, and it looks like it's going to be lots of fun coming up the weekend of February 3 and 4.
Yeah. Yep. So we used to do a collegiate competition with the National Ice Carving Association. We did that from about 2009 to 2015. That kind of fell by the wayside. The National Ice Carving Association kind of went defunct. But we're really excited to welcome professional carvers back for Holland on Ice, February 3 and 4. We've got about 6 professional carvers that will be here carving over 10,000 pounds of ice live here in downtown Holland. We're going to have big interactive sculptures on display for families to take photos with. Our merchants are commissioning single block sculptures that'll be on display. We're having our annual meltdown sale, which we used to hold in January. So it's just going to be a really fun two-day winter festival.
Of course, that is now February 3rd and 4th. So it's not this weekend. Let's put it this way. The warm temperatures, you know, that's not good for ice. You know, you got to have it chilly. So hopefully that will be the case. And if you're talking about professional ice carvers, yeah, these people are professionals. They don't need to have a competition to put their best work out.
No. I mean, and one of our carvers is the world champion ice carver. So, they're the real deal. They do great work. It's the same carvers, a lot of the same carvers that were here for Fall Fest doing the pumpkins. So you name it, they can carve it. And it's just going to be a great show. They just do such a great job. The piece they're going to be doing that's going to be over 10,000 pounds is going to be in GDK Park. So between the little pocket park between Central and River Avenue. So they'll be carving live there from 12 to 7 on February 3rd, which is the Friday, and on Saturday, February 4th. And then they'll be lighting up the big sculpture that they're doing. And it'll be on display all night after that.
Logistically, and just correct me if I'm wrong, Cara, are the carvings going to be done at GDK, or will they have carvings at other sites around downtown? What I'm saying is, will there be separate carving sites or just one site, and then they move the works to other parts of downtown?
So they're going to be doing one site in the park is where they're going to be doing live carving, but they're going to bring in some pre-carved pieces. Like a throne you can sit in or a picture frame you can put your face through. So those pieces are going to come partially carved, mostly carved. They'll be kind of doing the finishing touches on them as they install them on Friday morning. So there's going to be live carving that you can watch, but then there's going to be pieces done as well that you can stroll throughout downtown and Holland and check out.
And in the duh category, Stevens, why are you bringing up? Well, because I'm bringing it up. I don't think any of the carvings will be near the fireplace, will it be?
No. And then we have snow melt. We have snow melt to contend to, which is not a problem the carvers face in any other town. So that's a unique problem, having to plan ahead for snow melt as well. So we've got an action plan in place, but definitely a unique situation for the carvers.
February 3rd and 4th for the first ever Down to Holland on Ice event. I know I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we chatted with Linda Hart. Girlfriend's weekend. We got to start thinking about that. There's going to be a lot of people coming descending in early March on that, isn't it?
Yeah, so our annual Girlfriends Weekend is always the first full weekend in March. So it's March 3 to 5 this year. We already have almost 300 women that are registered for this year's event. We're looking at probably getting anywhere between 600 to 800 women coming. Women get to spend 3 days shopping and dining and wining in downtown Holland. We have a fashion show, DJ and dancing, in-store activities. Just a really fun weekend for women to get away.
Registration, shall we say, if you want to be a part of it, might as well get into it right now. Is there a link on the Downtown Holland website for that, for that as well?
There is a link for that, yep. Otherwise, the email of our website is girlfriendsweekend.org. It has the full schedule of events, the link to sign up. It's $50 to register. It gets you a swag bag, a coupon book, giveaways, activities. And then you can buy a ticket to the fashion show for another $25. And then our DJ party, our luau party here at the Civic Center on Saturday night is another $10.
Yeah, I know we're talking about something that's going to be 6 weeks away. But if past girlfriends weekends are any indication, let's talk about it now, because by the time we get to late February, it's already sold out.
Yep, we sell out just about every year. So definitely want to plan ahead. Especially as women, we know it's not easy always to get away. So you got to prepare your husband, let your kids know, hey, first weekend of March, I'm out of here.
We're out of here for this segment as well. Cara D'Alvarez, thank you very much for joining us. This website, by the way, is downtownholland.com. Downtownholland.com. Look forward to talking with you again soon. Hopefully, Linda will be joining Dan. The regulars come back in next week. Thank you. Thank you, Cara.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Cara D'Alvarez of Downtown Holland, marketing coordinator on Destination Downtown on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.